Hello friends, welcome to day 3 of 31 days of Samhain. Today we have a meditation prepared for you on aligning yourself with the energetic of the season. So find a comfortable spot for you to sit or to lie down, preferably with your arms and legs uncrossed, to allow the energy to flow as easily unobstructed through your body as possible. Allow yourself to close your eyes. Feel yourself settle in your chair or lying down. And let's begin by allowing our body to relax. First, allow yourself to set down any cares and concerns. Whatever comes into your mind, allow yourself to set it to the side for now. As we have this time together, we ask that you do this. Those concerns will be there when you come back from your meditation. Sometimes the best way to be of service to others that may need you is to take time for yourself. So let's begin by taking a nice deep breath in and exhale. Take another deep breath in and exhale. And on this next breath in, begin to feel the rhythm of your breath in and out become very steady and comfortable for you. Not too deep, not too shallow. Comfortable in your body. Easy breath in, easy breath out. As you allow your breath to become slow and steady and even for you, start at the top of your head and begin to allow the muscles at the top of your head and your face relax. Sometimes we're not aware of how much tension we may be carrying at the top of our head or through our forehead, or even on the back of our head, perhaps down by our neck. Allow those muscles to relax. Allow the muscles in your eyes and your cheeks to relax. Allow your jaw to unclench and find an easy, restful position. As you continue down, feel that energy at the top of your neck, which might be a little tight. You might need to move your head a little bit. Allow the muscles in your neck to relax. And then turn your attention to your shoulders. Those things that carry our burdens and carry our stress. Allow them to soften and drop down away from your ears. Feel the muscles at the top of your back relax when you do this. Allow your arms to rest gentle in your lap. Feel the muscles at the top of your back and your chest relax. Any stress that you've held there, just let it go. Allow your belly now to soften, to just kind of end up where it is. Allow your hips to relax, the tops of your legs to relax. Even your knees and your calves that carry you around all day, allow those to relax. And finally, allow your feet to unstress and relax. Any tightness you feel in your body, just allow it to soften and gently go away. And as we are now fully comfortable and relaxed, our breath slow and even, our cares and concerns set to the side, allow your thoughts to turn inward with us. You begin to feel a chill in the air. It is not too cold, but it is a little bit of a cool breeze. In your mind's eye, you see a beautiful fall day. The sun is overhead with a few clouds here and there. The wind as it sweeps by is occasional, again a bit chilly, and as you look around, you begin to notice the leaves that begin to fall from the trees. In all the colors of autumn, nature wears its finest. Yellow and orange and gold and red, and yes, even a bit of brown. Those leaves have fallen before all others, and still a bit of green hangs upon the trees. You allow yourself a nice deep breath in of this crisp autumn wind. It feels cool against your face, but again, not too cold. You allow yourself to walk in an open field, again with the sun shining down on you. And you begin to take sights and notice of the elements of autumn, of the season we know as Samhain. We begin to see the regular sights of pumpkins and haystacks, of scarecrows, of autumn markets with apples and hay bales. But past this, we find ourselves rounding a corner, and we see a special place set for us at a table out in the sun. As we approach this table and take a seat, we notice someone walking towards us. They are familiar. It is a guide, someone we have known a long time. Perhaps it is the familiar face of an ancestor. But they come and they take a seat at our table. There on the table we see things reminiscent of autumn. Again, the foods that we normally eat this time of year. We see the colors all around us. We also see some plants that are rather unusual that sit upon the table. Some of them are baneful herbs that guard those doorways between this world and the next. The mugwort and the wormwood, the henbane. We also see things like grapes and hawthorn. All of these things reminiscent of this season. And as we sit there with our guide or our ancestor, which may be both, we're encouraged to put our energetic feelers out to tune in to the energy of the season. When we reach our feelers deep within the earth, we realize that we are at a turning of the elements and a turning of the season. The energy that was bright and fast and quick at summer has started to wind down just a bit. Harvests have come in, gratitude has been given, and the energy of the world seems to begin to slow a bit down. We are reminded of this transitional time, this liminal space that we stand upon. We feel deep within the earth, the energy again winds down, and as it does, things begin to get a bit quieter. As they do, we notice that we are able to tune in to the animals of this season. We hear the owl in the tree. We hear the crow overhead. Far off along the line of trees, we see a great buck and his doe just outside the tree line. We notice small animals like the chipmunks and the squirrels skittering about in the leaves, gathering and preparing for winter. As all of these animals around us begin to go through their stages of preparing for winter, much like the energy of the earth, we too feel our energy begin to quiet within us. And as we do, we begin to hear those sounds that lie just outside of our natural world. We begin to hear the whispers of the fae and the whispers of the animals that exist on those finer planes. Elements of the season making themselves known, not in a way that is frightening, but just in a way that shows us that we are at a transitional time. We begin to notice symbols specific to us. We take note of each of these and remind ourselves that we may work with these as the month goes on, as we share this season of Samhain. As we do this, we hear the whispers of guides and teachers. It seems like those on the finer side of the veil. Their voices are easier to hear at this time. It is as if our energy has slowed down enough to hear them. They remind us that there are things we have yet to do in this autumn season. There are ways that we too must prepare before winter gets here. Ways we must prepare our energy as the upcoming Samhain approaches. We are reminded of protection work, of meditations, of different ways to touch in with the season. We take note of all these things, and as we do, another cool wind comes through, and again we feel it upon our face. We know that this season has just begun, and this is just but a taste of what is yet to come. We feel our hearts swell as this season fills our heart with gratitude. We know that soon we shall commune with those who have passed on. Our hearts will see love again, and our hearts see with joy. Just as all of these things have happened, we have been asked to take this energy and to hold it in our hearts, hold it in our center, for we have aligned with the season. It will make it much easier for us to continue from here. We are led back to the table where we have sat with our guide. We notice again those different things upon the table. And if anything stands out to you, take a special mental note, for you will be able to work with the symbol later. And it seems like our time here has been a brief one, but it is just the tip of the season before we enter in. And again, we rise from the table and begin our walk back through the crunching leaves, back through the stands of apples and harvest time. And we take a moment to allow this energy to cloak us, as if we are cloaked in leaves in the coolness of autumn, the sights, the sounds, the animals, the correspondences of the plants. And we take a moment to kind of allow that to permeate our being. It is our first taste of autumn in the Samhain season, and we wish to cherish it. Feeling as if it has energized us and recharged our batteries, we begin to feel the call of the mundane world once again. We take this energy again deep within us, and we begin to feel in our body the need to move. We start to wiggle, we feel the chair beneath us. And when we are ready, we open our eyes, awake and refreshed with the season of Samhain, looking forward to our next journey between the worlds. And as always, we give thanks, we give thanks, we give thanks. So mote it be.